The Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And a second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnstone across, Johnstone in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola, shoots, scores! The great shot on the short side.
And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot, Josh. We do appreciate it. Mel Pearson Show, a special off-season edition of the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 at 10 bells. And again, our email address, dj@themix93.com, and our phone number, 483-4054, toll-free, 866-483-4054. We are talking Michigan Tech hockey here today as Coach gets set to settle in here. And here he is, Mel Pearson. Our email address, if you have a question for Coach, is dj@themix93.com. Coach, already a few questions emailed in, not just today, but even earlier this week or last week, actually. Some people were sending things in. This one right here is what use those headphones. Yeah. But lots of stuff going on. Michigan Tech season's not far away. October 4th on the road at Lake State University. And welcome, Coach, to a special edition of the Mel Pearson Show. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, good morning, Dirk. It's always good to be with you and always good to be talking hockey.
Well, there's lots to talk about. We had a show of yours about a month ago, month and a half ago, and we had a lot to talk about there. We're getting closer to the season. And tell us a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes for Michigan Tech hockey right now.
Well, lots going on, Dirk. One of the most exciting things, obviously, is yesterday all our freshmen were here. So it's always exciting, to see the new players and, see how they're doing. And, they're just one of the beauties of my sport and having freshmen and being a coach is they stay young. These kids are, every year they come in, they're always young, Dirk, and it's fun to see them. I mean, they're anxious, they're nervous, they're excited to get going, they look in great shape, so that was one of the things that's going on. Obviously, they have freshman orientation this week, so things have started, so the ball starts rolling, and obviously our new assistant coach, Joe Sean, he's in town now permanently, so he's in the office every day, and we're starting to get our schedules together, really, for the first part of the season. So what you're doing is obviously working on practice plans already, working on some combinations you want to see as far as lines, defensive pairings. There's always something to talk about. So, but like I said, and then obviously all the upperclassmen are starting to filter in. They don't have to be back here till next weekend. So, but most of them are here, and I know a few of them are working out this morning with Tyler Shalast on the ice. So as I was walking through the rink, I saw that. So I'm getting excited. It's not that far away when you really think about it. So. But recruiting is ongoing. We've had a number of recruits in this summer up to the Copper Country. So it's been busy. People wonder what you do all summer. You just kick back and take 3 or 4 months off. I wish that were the case.
Well, I wanted to ask you, you talk about seeing the freshmen come in. Do you size them up? Do you take a quick look at him and say, oh, he looks like he's in shape. Oh, maybe he's not in shape. Do you find yourself doing that just as you first see them for after a couple of months or a couple of weeks?
I'd be lying if I said I didn't, Dirk. Absolutely. I think Coach McCall, one of the first things he says to me, he goes, wow, they look like hockey players, you just have that look. You have that look about you, and he was excited. Obviously, eyeing them up yesterday. So do we? Yes, we do, and they all look in good shape. Now that doesn't mean they're in great shape, but they look good. They look like hockey players, and that's the beauty of it. So we're anxious to get on the ice with all of them, and we still have a couple of weeks before we can do that. But they'll get on the ice on their own and start going. So, but they look good. They look good. I can't tell you any of them do not look good, so we'll see. We'll do some testing the first week of school when we can actually do that, so just to make sure they're in good shape. I mean, this day and age, they all have personal trainers, it seems like. I mean, they all have a program to follow. They know what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat. It's amazing. It's amazing the training, the difference from when I was at Michigan Tech to now. It's incredible.
Was there kind of a turning point for that? And with all your coaching, was there, is it 10 years ago when the personal trainer started to become more prominent, or was it even further ago?
I think it was a further ago, maybe 15 years ago, somewhere in there, and obviously some guys earlier than others, but I think 15 years ago, thereabouts, I mean, it really became, if you didn't have one, you were you weren't in the norm.
Right.
You know? And it's interesting because you have your own strength and conditioning people on campus, and all of a sudden everybody has their own personal trainer. And sometimes there can be a little bit of difference of opinion in how to train and whatnot. So it's always interesting. I remember when I was at Michigan, we had our captain came in, and I think he had gone to I think the either New York Islanders or Calgary Flames, I can't remember, to their camp, and obviously their strength and conditioning people were, you know, a lot different than what we were doing.
Sure.
And you know, he came back and you know, he had some ideas and shared them with us, and I think that was at the point where we started to really take some of the ideas and some of the creativity that all the different teams were doing and making a program just for hockey players per se, because even, you know, 30 years ago, I mean, you know, when I was playing, or, well, it's more than 30 years ago, but I'll just say 40 years ago when I was playing, you know, we had some basic, you know, things we did to try and stay in shape and get stronger.
With this freshman class, it's a big, relatively big class that, and I think a high expectation class. And I know what you always say, you don't like to put too much expectations on the freshman as far as contributing right away, but just in the backgrounds of some of these players, it does, in my opinion, feels like a lot of them are going to step in and potentially really make an impact right away.
Well, I think the beauty of it, Dirk, now is they won't have to come in and lead our team. You know, I felt when we first got here that, you know, we were playing the younger players. I think we've talked about it a lot. I still remember we're out in North Dakota in the playoffs, and out on the ice we have basically an all-freshman line playing against, you know, North Dakota's seniors and juniors, basically, are very good players. And, you know, and you can't expect, you know, to win in those situations. You know, it's just too much to ask for your players. But we're getting to the point now where Blake Pietl is a senior captain. Tanner Carroll is a senior captain. David Johnstone's a senior, one of our top players. You know, Alex Patan's a junior. I mean, just that core of those four players right now. Now you filter in some of the younger guys with them. They don't have to lead the team. Mm-hmm. They just have to come in and be part of a line or part of a defensive pair and do their job. And I think what happens is you get a lot more confidence from that. You know, the expectations aren't quite as high. You have a little bit more time as long as you fit in. You still have to work hard. You still have to pay attention. And you have to make it work. But that's the beauty of it. But no question, there's a lot of expectations for this class. And they've done a good job in their junior careers, their high school careers. Now they have to make the next step. And everybody's different. Everybody will, you know, find their way, and it'll take a different time. They're not all going to hit it off right from the start. Now, Reed Sturl's
a great example.
Perfect example last year. You know, Reed was, I don't want to say he was just happy to be here, but I think he was just sitting back and taking everything in and you know, happy to be on the team, but didn't want to push anybody for a job. Didn't really want to come out of his comfort level. You know, he's on the team, he's playing, everything's, you know, pretty good. But we expect more. We want more. You know, you want to push people to be the best player on the team, not just be happy with being on the team. And I think that's the message that we have to get through to these players, these new players.
No doubt about it. Well, you talk about somebody that had a great freshman year, Shane Hanna, just recently being named the Rookie Student Athlete of the Year for Michigan Tech, the Terry Wilson Award, along with Jamie Dompier from the track and field team. Just a great honor, and I think well-deserved. He just had a fantastic year. And now, do you worry at all about sophomore slumps when somebody comes out of the gates like that and really bangs it up pretty good in the first year?
No.
Not at all.
No.
Good.
No, I don't. I don't believe in sophomore slumps. I think it's the expectations, the goals you put on yourself, the pushing, you have to restart. What you did last year is last year. You know, it should give you some confidence, but not overconfidence. But you have to remember how hard you had to work. I mean, how difficult each game was and how much more the games are going to be more difficult. You know, we've gone from a program, you know, where we're at, where I think people just came in and said, oh boy, it's going to be a points weekend, and we're going to roll into Houghton or have them in here and just get our points and and move on. Well, right. That's not the case anymore. You know, I expect us to be one of the top tier teams in our league, and things are going to get tougher. People are not going to look by you anymore, Dirk, and I think we've seen that be the case the last couple of years. So, yeah, it's going to be a little harder for Shane Hanna, but I expect him to have even a better year, and then that's the key. That's the key, and he's the type of kid that I think if you know Shane Hanna, he's not satisfied.